Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hi, Rangers. It's me, Jackie Cation. Welcome to the Dork Forest. It's 2024. Let's do this. Here's the credits, of course. Mike Rickberg sang that song at the beginning, and he wrote that song, and he sang it with Sarah Cohen, his wife. And he will sing the Mexican Hat Dance at the end of the program. Also, Patrick Brady, still putting this together. Video, audio, all of it. He's amazing. So, and Vilmos doing JackieCationStore.com. Squarespace is doing the regular Jackie Cation page, and I'm thinking of moving the Dork Forest and DorkForest.com away from WordPress because it's driving me nuts. But those are the credits. But if you go to JackieCation.com, you can get Dork Forest merch. You can get my stand-up merch. You can get my stand-up CDs and DVDs, which you'd have to have devices for those. You can also see videos and find out any number of things. I have another podcast called The Jackie and Laurie Show, but The Dork Forest is the flagship. 18th year, we're doing it, you guys. You can go to my Bandcamp or my YouTube for extra content. Please donate, is what I'm saying. It's 2024, and I think we've been in this long enough. Why don't you guys, everybody send me $100? That's what I'd like you to do. You can PayPal me. There's links all over the pages. You can Venmo me at Jackie Cation. You can find me at a stand-up show and hand me a sweaty wad of 20s. Do something. But I love doing the show. I would love to make some money, is what I'd like to do. In other news, I'm sure there's more things that I should talk about, but I can't think of them. But let's listen to who's going to dork out about something, because that's my favorite part. Thanks for listening, you guys. You're all great. Let's get into the show. It's me, Jackie Cation. I'm in my garage. It's the Dork Forest. You've chosen wisely, Rangers. Because who is with me but Mr. Rob Hayes? Stand-up comic, part of my family when we did a weird gig in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And so Rob Hayes, you guys, it's at Rob Hayes. Hayes is spelled Hayes, H-A-Z-E. And Rob is spelled Rob, R-O-B. And that's the Instagram. That's the website. A new album called Frontin'. Did that, correct. Is it out?
It's out, yeah. The album's out. Also, the special's out. You know, there's those perfect people that I got to see everything. So
right,
yeah,
I want to see the moving face. Yes.
You want to watch me talk, you can do that on YouTube. If you just want to hear the jokes, you can do that on everything else.
And here's the thing. You might want to buy the album, because I just found this out. If you sell 11 albums on Apple, you are number one. That's how few people are buying albums. So 11 of you, get out there, spend the $10, and he also gets more money for it. So
I got to start looking at the charts then again.
Yeah.
Maybe see
if the Dork Forest bump happens. It could happen. Mm-hmm. We don't know. So Rob Hayes, your dorkdom is a fashion thing, and it's, I think I'm mixing up, it's Ralph Lauren. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I say Ralph Lauren, but
okay.
I think Ralph Lauren is what they used to say on like CNN Style and stuff.
Oh yeah. Oh, first of all, you're watching CNN Style. Let's start there. I was born before CNN was invented, but let me just say, he was a guy, right?
Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren was a guy. He changed his name. He got from the Bronx, changed his name from a Jewish name. I think Ralph like Lipschitz or something. And then
Laurenstein. Sure.
And then changed it to Ralph Lauren. And he's like a cosplayer. He's like, he gets really into stuff and then he figures out ways to sell it. So sometimes he's a cowboy and he's got cowboy themed stuff. And then sometimes he's a Native American and got like, you know, like Navajo theme stuff. And then other times he's a motorcycle guy and he's got leather jackets and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And then other times he's like in a European country club and cable knit sweaters and, you know.
Oh, right. He's gone full Hamptons Wasp kind of situation. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
But he's an American that just is like, gets really into stuff. So Ralph Lauren is a nerd.
Okay.
Who makes clothes for nerds that get into Ralph Lauren's nerddom, if that makes any sense.
Wow, that's a fascinating way to put that. Because the fact that he's a nerd or a dork and he just wants to dress up.
Yeah, he wants to dress up. Yeah,
and play
yeah.
cowboy or motorcycle guy or whatever. So wait, so Ralph Lauren is Polo?
Polo.
Not,
yes.
Not Izod or Lacoste?
No, that's okay.
That's
different.
A different guy.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. So Lacoste is French, and I don't know anything about.
Well, so's the name Lauren. Okay. Anyway, yeah. But the original guy is Ralph from the Bronx, mm-hmm. and that is is he still alive?
He's still alive. Yeah, yeah.
When did do we know when he started his jam?
In the 60s.
Okay, so he's older. So
yeah, he's older.
He predates LARPing, you guys. He predates the live-action role-playing. You know what else was invented in the 60s?
What?
Ren Fair.
Okay.
Yep, it was invented, I think, in like 68 or 69. And I wonder if Ralph Lauren ever went, yeah, his name was Lifshitz.
Mm-hmm.
I would change my name if my name were Lifshitz. It's just a hard road to hoe. I know it's German, but whatever.
Okay. But he started with ties. So he went to like Bloomingdale's or like one of those type of stores. And he really liked he really felt like he could make some different ties. And so then he, showed them his ties. They were like, we don't just buy from dudes off the street. You got to have like a company and stuff. He figured out how to make it real official, got ties in the store. When they were doing the movie Annie Hall,
right?
Diane Keaton wore one of his ties in the movie. Oh. Everybody's like, where did she get that tie from?
Right.
Now he's blowing up.
Yeah. How did he get her to wear that tie? Costume people.
Yeah, the costume people. But, you know, I think the combination of her dressing like more manly type stuff, you know, because if a dude wears a tie in a movie, it's just like
nobody
not
looks
looking
at, the
at
tie.
His tie. Right. But if your leading ladies got on a tie, now it's like, well, that I you know, as
that
a woman,
be.
I can't wear every tie, but I can wear that tie.
Right. But this must be a new fashion thing that I must be doing.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Oh, now I kind of want to look up who the costume designer was on Annie Hall. And if
I've never done that. Now I've never gone that far.
Right, and, right. Yeah. That would be a thing. But yeah, there's a rabbit hole. But So essentially, like, it's like starting your own show where he just essentially was like, oh, I need to create a company if I'm going to sell ties at Bloomingdale's.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. And then and then it blew up and they're like, what else you got? Handkerchiefs?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's obsessed with Europe. He's obsessed with like European and European money.
Okay.
And so then he creates the brand Polo. Because it's like you got to have money to play polo. You got to have a horse.
Yeah, you got to have six horses.
A
I think
stick,
you have to have like,
you know,
yeah,
you gotta have
somebody, just one ball, but everybody has to have a stick. And
right. Your friends have horses. It's not just one horse and then like, all right, it's your turn, you know?
You know, they all have to have like 3 to 6 horses.
Yeah.
To play the whole game because the horses get tired. I used to be a horse kid. I read a lot of horse books, and when I was
really?
I don't know if you ever knew those girls, but I was one of those horse and dog girls.
In Atlanta, we didn't have a lot of horse kids, horse girls.
Well, it was a grade school, junior high reading. Well, there was a lot of books about horses, and but polo. Did he play polo? Ralph?
I don't know if he played polo.
No,
he just liked how it looked like,
right.
It, like in Atlanta, we love polo, but we had no like, I don't know, because there's a whole thing with black people in polo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I am unfamiliar with this. So
black people love to brand polo because it's almost like access to a world that we couldn't be in. So then there's like
country club kind of
country
bullshit.
Club.
Yeah.
So it's weird because it's like, you know, there was a time where that was the wackiest thing you could do is be. And then there's the another time where it's like, no, we're taking this. And so in New York, there's these two groups, the Decepticons, named after the villains from
the Transformers.
Yes. They're a gang and they are boosters. And so they go in the Macy's on 34th Street and they steal all the polo.
Okay.
And then they wear it. And basically, if you have on polo at that time, chances are you're going to be robbed by either Decepticons. And then they are so into polo that they merge with another gang and then they become the lowlifes.
Oh, did they merge? Wait, there was like a corporate merger of two gangs?
There was a corporate merger of two gangs that common ground was their love for polo. And then they became the lowlives. And the lowlives are these dudes in Brooklyn who wear like the boosters and they wear polo head to toe. So at that point, this is the 90s.
Okay. I was going to ask when this was. Okay.
So in the 90s, there's this group, the lowlives.
Right.
And now they are making polo very popular in the hip hop community. So polo's in music videos, polo's on UMTV raps, polo's on all this stuff. So now the entire country is
into polo,
looking for polo because of its association with hip hop and these guys who are stealing it. And it kind of informs what polo's making, because polo starts making the colors that are popular in hip hop, and they start making stuff, you know, sizes that are bigger, and they start playing into it. But
they
they can't condone the gang, but they do appreciate the advertising.
As do we all. Mm-hmm. But here's my question. The KRS-One, was he wearing polo? I never saw him wearing polo.
No,
he was a
KRS-One
New York guy. KRS-One
was against materialism.
Right.
I'll wear an occasional Nike, but other than that, yes. I am outside of materialism.
Right. He's just wearing a hooded sweatshirt and a pair of pants.
Yeah.
And he was fair enough.
I know the man that made my leather jacket. That's what KRS-One is on.
He's a farmer's market hip hop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Founding father of hip hop. Mm-hmm. And a guy who likes a sustainable leather jacket, someone where he knows the source. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. So this is the 90s, head to toe. What does that mean? Headbands? Hats?
Hat.
Okay.
Shirt.
Okay.
T-shirt underneath.
Okay. Layers.
Draws.
Okay.
Pants.
Oh. Okay.
Socks. Maybe boots.
Maybe if you could find a footwear.
Like some of the low lives and the low heads, as they call themselves, mm-hmm. they'll wear sneakers of other brands, but some of them will wear head to toe polo, and then they also have battles. So
like
they have
rap
this
battles?
Thing. No, they have this thing in New York called Goose on the Deuce, which they go to 42nd Street in Times Square.
Okay.
And basically, I guess that's where like the Decepticons or the lowlives would meet up.
Okay.
And they have battles still to this day. They have one on Easter.
Okay.
And which is kind of more dressier. It's warmer outside. And then they have another one that's like in the dead of winter.
Like February.
Because like a goose jacket.
Okay.
So the goose on the deuce. So basically, these guys are wearing whole collections at once. and they check to see if everything you're wearing is polo. So your drawers have to be polo. Like they they actually pull, like look at their pants and see, all right, he's got on polo underwear. Like they're right. Like every layer is polo, gloves, scarf, hat, shoes, everything.
Do they have bras? Do they have a brassiere so that the ladies can play goose on the deuce?
Well, I think polo makes everything. Okay. I think they make everything. They make tuxedos. They make, you know, there's okay. No, I think there's, you know, because also Ralph Lauren wants to be James Bond. So they make.
Right. He does. Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he want to be also James Bond?
He loves James Bond. So they make everything. So, okay. The guys that really collect try to connect things that are in the same line. So they're okay, going
like sort of came out the same generation.
Time. So somebody wouldn't go cowboy and Native American at the same time.
Right, those are two different collections, my friend.
Two different collections. They don't rock with each other. But like, so they'll get the cowboy belt. They'll get the pants. They'll have the jacket with the whatever you call it.
Those patches,
fringy stuff.
It's called fringe, my friend. Okay. Very nice.
Yeah, so you know the denim shirt, you know, like they'll do that type of stuff. Glasses, everything.
Oh, right.
Everything.
Of course, they have glasses. Does he sell watches?
Oh yeah, he sells
jewelry.
Watches.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
and head to toe. I do like the fact that so they meet on 42nd in April or in February, January, whatever. So this is essentially like a beach off, it's a fashion off.
It's a fashion off.
Yeah,
but
it's
also,
like, but there's no hitting. Like it's not a rumble.
If you walk by and say something crazy, you could probably get messed up. Like it's a fashion off with like some of the guys that used to be dangerous. I don't think there are too many of them. Like I think they got families and stuff now.
Right. Now they're dads.
Right.
Which is why they're like, we're just gonna have it twice a year, you guys. It's gonna
be on
Easter.
I watch it on YouTube. I've never been. I've seen them on YouTube. It is pretty wild.
There's a YouTube that has. Why wouldn't there be? Right? Because they're just like, and the commentary.
There's not an official YouTube. There's a guy who's like the head of the Low Lives, and his name is Thurston Howell III. That's what he goes by. But of course, that's from Gilligan's Island. That's his entry point into white richness.
Yes. I love all of these people. They're just like, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right.
Yeah.
This is like, there's a group called the Society for Creative Anachronism.
Okay.
It's SCA, and they dress up in like Regency wear or 1700 English, and they will go around and check your underpants to make sure that you're head to toe.
Right.
Like you're like, no, those would be wool. Those would be scratchy. Why are you wearing that? And you have zippers? There's no zippers in 1788. There's no. Matter of fact, there's not that kind of button. You got to get a toggle button or whatever. Mm. I've never been to one of those either, but I have watched a YouTube or two. So this is okay. So there's this guy Thurston Howell III.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
And so he started his own brand called the Low Life brand. So he's trying to start his own polo, but basically. I don't think they have an official YouTube as much as people out there. There's always someone with the camera that uploads it.
Like of course.
It's not like an official production.
But if you YouTube Google the words, you know, goose on the deuce,
you're only going to find one thing. And that's what I'm talking about.
You guys, you're only going to find that one thing.
You're only going to find what you're looking for if you type in goose on the deuce, for sure.
And we're spelling deuce, D-U-E-C-E, two?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. I am on board. So here's what I want to know. Thurston Howell III is, so he's a middle-aged man probably at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's... is his line of clothing, does he go cowboy? Does he go swimwear?
He kind of resembles like, so in the 90s, they started polo sport and it was like it was like track and tennis. Yeah. And, you
like
know,
a nice tennis outfit
surfing.
Or...
And so, yeah, so all that stuff kind of informs what he does. But then he's into making patches and different things kind of like.
Oh, accessories.
Ralph Lauren would do. Well, no, like that go on the hats and the clothes and stuff that kind of resemble like Ralph Lauren's really into like crest and like old school family, you know, like
oh, right.
Like
he's
European
got like those little shields
and yeah,
and then,
yeah,
and
all
then,
that type
and then,
of stuff.
And then of course Polo has the little Polo dude on it.
Mm-hmm.
And oh hello. Somebody's wearing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And where did you get that? Is that a
I got this off eBay.
Oh, okay.
I think like a vintage store.
Oh, cool. So it's vintage. That's a vintage polo.
Yeah,
that's not...
This is from like 93. Like when it comes to the rugbies, they don't I don't think they repeat. I think they change little things. So like if you saw one like 10 years ago and you're like, "Oh, I want to find that." You're not going to find it.
You're going to find
like something similar.
Right.
Something that feels like that, but it's not going to be the same.
Right. And it's not the thing that you kind of like as a collect. So do you collect older polo stuff?
Not really.
Not on purpose. You just see something you like. And
I just see something I like. Well, okay. There was a time where I was like head to toe polo, especially when I had a job. Because I felt like that was the coolest way to, like, in a corporate job, be like, oh, I have a little flair.
Yeah.
You know, like you could tell I listen to hip hop if you're tapped in. But
right.
also, like, you know,
you
my boss is like, that's a stand-up guy. He's always got on khakis. He's always, he looks nice. You know, like, he can present.
Well, here's the thing about head-to-toe polo and going to the workplace. You're dressed for work.
You're dressed for work.
Yeah. It's definitely work clothes.
Yeah.
And you care about your appearance. And so nobody should give you any guff about how you're not wearing a suit and tie. Because you're like, I don't think you understand the care that went into me curating this outfit.
Right.
from head
also,
to toe.
Also, does well in the wash.
Oh yeah, that you and
at
lasts.
That time, like I feel like the quality has gone down a little bit, but I feel like when I was working, polo stuff did, you know, like if I got something from the Gap, it would probably do well. If I got something from like somewhere else, and I got something from Polo, the Polo is lasting longer.
Yeah. It's if you're going to boost from Polo, I do recommend that Macy's. They have a nice selection.
Have you ever been to the Macy's on 34th Street?
Yeah.
That's an impossible place to escape from.
Right.
Just,
it's like
just
the
trying
Met.
To leave. It's huge.
Right. How do you get in and out?
Revolving doors from hundreds of years ago.
Right.
Like, yeah, no. They were busting a move. Like they were grabbing stuff. You know, this is before the ink.
Oh, before the mask grab?
Like the ink on the sensor and stuff.
Oh, right, right. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
like mm-hmm. I think the boosters are the reason why clothes got so secure.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And but you know that there's those teams of people that are going into different stores now and stealing a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing it. They're going in and they're like emptying out a jewelry tray, but there's six of them. And so like the one security guard can't stop all of them. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but it just occurred to me that if the Decepticons, and I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, if the Decepticons would go into a Macy's in the 90s, you're right. Revolving doors.
Yeah.
If they go in and they're like, I'm going to grab these two items and run. And there's no CCTV at this time either. So they're going in, but they have to push. And there's an old lady with a bag. I mean, come on. I mean, there's no, they, you know how like sometimes there's a revolving door and then there's regular doors on either side.
Mm-hmm.
I forget if that Macy's has that. Maybe it does.
It might. It probably, it does now.
It probably,
but but who knows when they
Nazi
when
stuff
they put
though
those
with the revolving to snatch and grab in a revolving door situation. That's amazing,
right? Well, also you have to know. I think now the polo is like kind of in a spot
it's buried.
Where it's like,
it's, yeah, it's not by the exits.
Deep in there. But yeah, at that time it was probably in a different spot. Because also like that Macy's has like 8 floors and like old escalators and stuff. It's just nuts to even think about somebody chasing you out of there.
Here's something that everyone should know. I believe I've said it before on this program. If you go to Macy's in New York, that one on 34th, and you have an out-of-state driver's license, you can get a one-day 15% off everything.
What?
Coupon. Yeah.
I lived in New York with an out-of-state driver's license.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They have you just go and they give you it's a tourist thing. They're like, you get 15% off everything.
Oh my God. My mom's gonna be mad when I tell her that. Because that was her thing. She would want to go to Macy's on 34th when she visited me and stuff.
Right. You go you find the office. It's on like the second floor, buried underneath, you know, next to HR. And I'm always, because I remember the first time it happened, I think it was in the 90s, might have been in the 80s. And I believe they're still doing it. But I went to check something out and they're like, well, are you going to use your Macy's card? Like they always do. And I was like, sure. And I bring out I don't have my social security card on me. So I give them my driver's license and the woman at the thing was like, don't buy this yet. Go upstairs and go get the 15% off. Yeah. That's what you get when you pay people a shitty minimum wage. You get people who tell you how to get 15% off. So
I miss that. I feel like some of these people, they work for companies and they act like their last name is Macy. Like they are not trying not to help all. You. And it's
So, but that, cause it makes me want to, cause here's the reason I brought up Lacoste and Izod was because I have this thing where I see a guy wearing, like I saw a guy wearing all Lacoste, like Izod from head to toe. He was dressed like that. And he looked so good. He looked super hot. And I got the Peter Tingles back this direction. I was like, that guy, look how sexy. And I tend to do a thing when I see a dude wearing those clothes, I go and buy those clothes, Rob Hayes. And then I put them on and remember how I felt when I saw that young man. Anyway, it's a weird thing.
I couldn't get into Lacoste because they don't make clothes that I could fit. Like I've
right,
always
you're super
been a
tall.
Little, I've yeah, always and, been a little hippie.
Yeah.
And like in Europe, they don't have, you know, my build is not, I guess European designers don't know about people shaped like me.
I guess not. What's happening?
Even when I was like 18, 19, like my smallest, it's still, you know, I still couldn't get stuff up my legs. So the one thing I do like is that Polo makes stuff for everybody. If you go to, you can be in a Polo and shop at Big and Tall, you know, they got
and
stuff at DHL,
Polo.
You know, yeah, they got stuff for everybody. DXL, casual mail.
Here's what I want Ralph Lauren to do is I want him to really get into sort of a flipper kind of seaside, like a shoe, you know, those boat shoes that are kind of look
that.
Like Vans. He does that.
He does that. He's been doing that.
Yeah. Oh, he's been doing that the whole time. Okay.
Well, like they were rare when I was in high school, this one kid had some and he was the man. He
yeah,
was the man. He had
did he
some,
find
some,
boat, like
some
polo
boat shoes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. I'm vaguely interested in a polo boat shoe because you could also play hacky sack in those. That's like a fancy van. But, and then, yeah, that does make sense because they make like a weird, like sort of shorts outfit that would look good on a sailboat.
Yeah. They would put a sweater over your shoulder.
Right.
And then a striped shirt.
Underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like a khaki short.
Mm-hmm.
And then a sock that was just a little too tall.
Right.
Just a little bit of a knit sock that went a little too high. And then a boat shoe. That looked nice, actually.
That's how Tyson Beckford got his start. He became the face of polo sport. And so, yeah, a lot of those ads in the 90s.
Okay. Is that a male model?
That's a male model, a famous male model. He's the type of male model you would see on a sitcom in the 90s, and they'd be like, Tyson Beckford, and he wouldn't say anything, but like the crowd would cheer and be like, well, we know his face. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
He's in a lot of music videos. He was the man. So he was the face of polo sport. And then that was kind of like for, you know, like the hip hop kids, like that was like, all right, cool. They got a black guy in the ad. See, they
right.
This
right.
is they this get is it. For us. They got a black guy in the ad. Yeah.
Exactly. They're just trying to. It was. I think it was the 90s when advertisers realized that everybody had jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like black people had jobs, and Asian people had jobs, and gay people had jobs. It wasn't just straight white guys who had jobs buy shit. So they started targeting. Everybody else. My favorite, and I have said this before, is Louis Lee, owns the Acme Comedy Company in Minneapolis. He is originally from Hong Kong, but has been in this country for a jillion years. But he used to book all, he was one of the first bookers I knew who would book all different, not just straight white guys. He would book at least three women a year. It was amazing. And but he'd mix it up, Rob. And
52 weeks.
Oh, that's actually still not a bad number. It's not great.
Yeah.
Everybody out there, if you buy a comedy club, you might want to do a little math. Mm-hmm. Pick a bunch of different kinds of people and then divide it into 52 and then do some booking. How about that? Okay. But Lewis, super funny because he would book the only people he didn't book was Asians. It was really annoying because he's Chinese. Mm. He was like, no, I can't find any funny. Hang on a second. That's me yelling at the dog. His reasoning was always my favorite because it was everybody has money, Jackie. I want all of it.
Mm-hmm,
that was his thing. He was
like
the 18 to 34 year old white guys are already coming to the comedy club. They're dragging their girlfriends and their wives, and that's fine. But if we bring more women in, the women will come in with other women. And then if I book black people and Asian people and, you know, gay people, they'll all come in. Same with magicians, whatever. But I was like, good for you. It's a capitalistic reason to book a lot of people, but I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So what? Yeah, I wish I weeded us off again. That's my nature.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
We're talking to Rob Hayes, by the way. Rob Hayes, HAZE.com. The new album, Frontin, also has a video on YouTube. So go to robhayes.com and find it all. At Rob Hayes on Instagram and all the socials. And
just got Rob Hayes on X right before Elon bought it.
I had been
talking to at Rob Hayes for a long time. Because he only tweeted like once a year, you know, hey, my dog's doing good, you know, just regular stuff. And he would get so many ads from people thinking it was my account.
Right.
And then one day I was complaining about it and he was like, here, you can have it. And then I was like, oh no, what if somebody takes it? And then I'm like, every day after that, I'm trying to switch it. Yeah. And finally it was available. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. And I have to say that, Twitter is truly annoying. I've tried Blue Sky and I've tried Threads and I don't mind either of them. They're both fine. I kind of like Blue Sky because I'm following all the writers that I like and there's nobody on Blue Sky. So I can actually talk to them.
I don't think I have a Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta get one.
Yeah, I'll it's invitation only. So allow me to send you an invitation.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
But then you can find like who's on there. It's like in the early days of Twitter when people I could actually talk to Neil Gaiman if I wanted to.
Can you see like the overall timeline, like old school Twitter, where you could just see what everyone's talking about?
I believe so. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because Threads is weird. I haven't figured out how to look at Threads.
My biggest issue with Threads, they don't make it easy to make a thread.
Oh, right. That is weird.
Like on Twitter, I can make a I'll do sometimes I'll take a song and I'll like do a literal interpretation or I'll have fun with it, but it will be like a long just thread. Yeah. And, you know, it won't interrupt everybody else's Twitter, but then, you know, people can look through and see it and stuff. And threads, you can't do that.
You would think.
You would think.
That's the name of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't like, feel free to just copy it and then change it just enough so that the lawyers don't get involved. And it's not that big of a deal. So
you called it threads. You should encourage people to make it what it's called, you know?
Right. Exactly. Okay. So what happened? So what's he like, Ralph Lauren?
I mean,
what do you know about him?
I think that, you know, he's an interesting guy. There's this thing that's going viral now where he's talking to somebody about his passion for clothes. And he's talking about the shirt he has on. And then he's like, yeah, I got this shirt from Kmart and I love it. And then the guy's like, wait, you didn't design that shirt? And he's like, no, but look at the fabric. Look at the holes in it. And the guy's just like, you make so many plaid shirts. Why do you have on a Kmart plaid shirt? This is crazy.
Right. That is crazy. But maybe he just kind of got sick of wearing his own clothes.
I mean, he's gone beyond clothes. So now he makes blankets. He makes
home stuff.
Home stuff. So like, you know, he lives in like Montana somewhere and he's just you know, him and Oprah got land near each other. And like he's just got. So now he could go full Native American, like sleep in a teepee,
right?
And like have like all kind of Navajo blankets.
And I'm sure the Native Americans
blankets.
Are just going, "Hey guys, and any way we get a taste of that,
or
do we have to wait until you're actually coming to the casino?" And it's the only talk about the Native American revenge,
right?
Yeah, weird. I don't know. Does he have a space? I'm just looking for different genres. Like, does he
but okay. So all the people that I looked up, all the people that I looked up to growing up, Kanye West, Pharrell, all those guys were super into Ralph Lauren.
Okay.
And so that's like my entryway into Ralph Lauren. So Pharrell basically was a low head, and then when it got time to him making his own clothes, Billionaire Boys Club Ice Cream, which is basically like, what if Ralph Lauren was into space?
Oh, really? So that's that's Pharrell's.
So like Pharrell.
Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce anybody's name. I could do Rob Hayes, you guys. It's great. And Cashian. No.
So I kind of left Polo after a while and started getting into his stuff.
Yeah.
But it's all like but then I found out later that's what, you know, his inspiration was. So like he'll make a rugby, but it will have a space helmet on it. And he'll, so there was a line in Polo that was super popular called Snow Beach. And it was like snowboarding, skiing type of stuff.
Okay.
And Raekwon.
Like Puffy. Puffy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Raekwon in the video, Can It Be So Simple, Wu-Tang member.
This is
like one of his solo records. He wears this jacket that says Snow Beach on it. That becomes like a holy grail piece for a lot of collectors. Now that jacket, like 10 years ago, that jacket was going for like $1,000. Now it might go for like $10,000. Like, it's crazy. They re-released it in 2018. And even the re-release, you might have to pay $1,000 to get.
Oh, wow.
So Billionaire Boys Club made Snow Beach. I mean, they made Space Beach.
Okay.
So they had a whole collection and it was kind of like that, but it was space themed.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope it was silver, like shiny silver. Was it that kind of like the astronaut color.
There's definitely some silver stuff going on.
Right, yeah, right. Because if you're going
to
make...
Wore some space beach type stuff to the Renaissance World Tour, the Beyonce tour.
Okay, yeah, because that's super fun.
She wanted everybody to wear silver for her birthday.
Did she?
Is what she said. Yeah, she said because she's a what is she?
Like her sign?
9/4. Yeah, she's September. A Virgo.
Virgo.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So something about silver and Virgos. I don't know. I didn't get it, but
here's
I
my
listen.
Thing. Beyonce. Right, exactly. Just tell me what to wear. I'll do what
right,
I can.
Right.
Today I'm supposed to wear I'm supposed to wear my SAG strike shirt today because it's today's Friday before the Tuesday that this comes out. But the union was like, wear your union swag in support of the big union that's still on strike. And the letters of which are escaping me. So feel free to yell at your iPods, everybody, and feel free to have an iPod. Okay, so here's my next question. I want to know. So if Snow Beach was a theme, he releases collections, and Snow Beach was clearly a collection.
Yeah.
Is there? What are the famous collections, and is there a new collection that's as good or as cool or that anybody wants?
There's a there was a track collection, and they you know how like when you're running a race and they have the like numbers on you. Well, it came out in 1992, and so on it, all the stuff is like a thing that says 1992, and that is super popular. There's a track one.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a polo shirt that has that on it. There's also a tank top. There's a jacket, the P-Wing, which is like the like kind of like polos. P is kind of like a, like it's a university or whatever, and the wing is kind of like a track symbol. I actually have it.
Can
I run in?
Yeah, run in. We got time. I'll tell the people who you are again. Oh, there's echo.
Echo.
Hi,
Rangers of the Dark Force.
I'm gonna be in Seattle, and I really want all of you to come to it. And he's showing. If you go to the YouTube,
you can see the V-Wing.
Yeah. So this
and
is
going to plug his headphones back in.
It was a re-release.
It was a re-release. So it looks like a letter jacket.
Yeah, it looks like a letter jacket that somebody like on a track team would wear.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and it's a polo, and then it's got the P wing, so it's got the word P for polo, and then a wing, and so that's really cool.
So I waited online for that in Harlem in maybe 2017. Yeah, because that would have been the 25th anniversary of that collection. So so they re-released it, and I waited outside of Jimmy Jazz in Harlem.
Wow.
And there were people walking up, cursing us out. As when you wait in line in New York, that happens. What's going to happen is a lot of people are going to ask you what you're in line for and then make fun of you as they walk away. And then also there's going to be people who are upset, you know. So
that you're taking up the sidewalk or something?
There are people that you're upset that you're taking up the sidewalk. There's other people that are like mad that it's not in Brooklyn because the Decepticons are in Brooklyn. And they're like, they released this in the black neighborhood that's furthest from Brooklyn,
but they're like, well, they should be in Brooklyn because I was there in the beginning, and they're not. They should put it there,
or Macy's on 34th Street, I think that there's some people that are like, hey, we are not gonna embrace gang culture, and then there's other people that are like. They're just tone deaf, and they're just like, this is where the black people in New York are. This is where we'll put it out, you know?
Right, right. Yeah. And embracing gang culture, it's interesting to me because what else? I mean, there's gang culture creates fashion, right? It's sort of like when you when you look at the different sort of marginalized subgroups that are created out of, like, it's a piece of coal that's been, like, so isolated it's turned itself into a fucking diamond, right?
Mm-hmm,
sort of like gay male, you know, gay men and well, I would say lesbians, except for that there's not a lot of fashion there. And so, but it's, I love all of my lesbian sisters. Okay. So, but the, but it, to not embrace that where you're just like, well, at least it's something, right? At least it's like a flag to fly, right?
Well, I think they like they've done stuff. They've invited Thurston Howell to things. I think he's in a official Polo book and documentary and stuff.
Okay.
But I don't I think they're scared of the blowback, or like, you know, they don't want to like
right,
you know,
because there's also violence and there's crime and there's stuff
and
that
things
isn't
that they don't know about. You know, there's probably plenty of stuff, you know, if all they did was steal Polo, but they probably stole Polo and then did other things, you know.
Right.
There's a jacket that's got a guy skiing on it.
Yep.
On the back. And they call that a suicide.
Oh.
And basically, if you had that jacket on in the 90s, someone was going to kill you for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because it was so popular or so cool?
It was
cool,
so
or?
Popular, yeah. And it was like one of those rare grail items that is okay. Like, you know, if you now, if you had it on, you know, in the 2010s, then it's like, oh, man, this guy is cool. You know, like,
right,
oh,
right.
Like one
but
time.
Right when it came out, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah. One time I was headed to the train in Brooklyn and I had on a polo sweater. I had on a jacket. I had on a, also Ralph Lauren, obsessed with teddy bears.
Oh, really? All right.
Yes. And he makes bear sweaters and bear stuff. And so I had on a polo bear hat. And then this guy got in my face and he was like, I'm a real low life. Like Brooklyn, like, you know,
yeah.
He was like, if this was the 90s. I would have, you know, like got all your stuff off of you.
Oh, right.
And then just runs away. And then after a while, I was like looking at the Goose on the Deuce video. Like, is that guy that stopped
is
me?
That guy
that lives on my block? Is he?
Right. Well, because now he's 50. Right.
Right. Right. Right.
So, I mean, he's like, if it were the 90s, I would also my left knee wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I would punch you in the face and take your hat. But, yeah. Do they have, was there that sort of thing where, cause like in the Crips and the Bloods, there's all this red, blue business. And if you're wearing the wrong color, people can get in your face and get mad at you.
Yeah.
They're like, you don't get to wear that color. Is there some of that blowback? Is that what that is to some extent?
I think for them, it's like they own Polo.
Okay.
So it's like, go wear another brand. If you don't want trouble, wear another brand.
Fair
but
enough.
Like us in the South, we didn't experience that.
Right.
So Polo becomes popular a little later in the late 90s.
Okay.
We start wearing Polo and it's a totally different thing because it's just like a departure from like all the baggy hip hop brands, and guys started dressing more preppy, but our version of preppy. So they're still baggy, but they're wearing like polo and stuff. And it's, and also we're in the South, we have nice weather. So we're wearing the more colorful stuff.
We're getting
our stuff from Dillard's, you know, like our, our stuff is, you know, so like a lot of the plaids and the, you know, pastel colors and bright colors and stuff. We're kind of doing more of that. And,
Here's my question. Do you have a holy grail item that you don't have that you would love to have?
I would love the snow beach jacket.
Okay.
I think that would be cool.
Would you wear a space beach?
I would if I could find it. If I could find it, I would. I would, yeah, like a space beach, like vest or something.
Okay.
But honestly, I'm so into like just random When I get fixated on a random thing, I just get into it. I bought a suit from the Polo recently, like a custom made suit. I feel like okay. That was a good investment because, like, you know, the nice occasion.
Right. You'll always have something. Yeah.
I'll always have something. And, you know, no one knows that, you know, I'm also not super into the big label unless it's like kind of vintage, unless it's obviously from the past type of thing.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, yeah. So, but there was a time when I was into it. I still have a bear sweater somewhere. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah.
Too warm right now.
Too warm right now.
Because you're here in Los Angeles, right?
I'm in Los Angeles. That's another thing. I think a lot of the people here associate. I think because there are actual rich people here,
right?
That juxtaposition of like
they just think you're
dressing like a rich person is like, oh, this guy's rich, and it's like, no. It's like commentary, like. I'm not supposed to be wearing this. And it's like, no, we might run into a black guy that actually has played polo. Like it's not doing what you think it's doing.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So I think the culture is very different. I remember I opened for LA Comic one time and I had on like a super plaid, like 90s sweater or whatever. And then he's just made fun of my sweater for the first 5 minutes of his set. And I'm like, yo,
you don't get it.
Yeah, yeah. You don't get what's going on. Yeah.
You don't get my dorkdom. This is nerd on purpose. So.
I'm a nerd of a nerd.
That's it.
This is I'm not even living out these aren't even what I'm into. These are what the person I'm into, what he's into.
That's how removed it is. You don't get it. So yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Jackie, do you do the improv?
I do.
On Melrose?
Yeah, the Melrose Improv, yeah.
So that building right next door is a RRL, and that is like a another level beyond polo store.
RRL?
Yeah.
And is that the one that's a Pinkberry now, or the one that's a cigar store?
It's like right on the left, like there's.
If I'm facing the marquee, if you're facing, it's a left.
Yeah, it's on the left.
Oh, it used to be. It was an auto repair place. I lived in Los Angeles for some time, and then it became like a fancy pair of jeans that you never washed. You were supposed to put them in the freezer, and now it's an RRL. Now it's a RRL.
It's is been right? an RRL for a minute. Yeah, I feel like it's one of the few left because they used to have more brick and mortar stores, and now I think that might be one of the few RRL stores that are left.
So you go in there, and they have just specific collections in there, or like that's stuff that's not at Macy's?
That's where you get to. Yeah, that stuff's not at Macy's. Macy's is more like, you know, the polo shirt. You know, the polo style shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
The rugby.
You get a rugby shirt.
And khakis. You know, your underwear, your socks. You go to RRL, you're getting all kind of jeans, all kind of denim shirts. Like the stuff you see Ralph Lauren wear. But also, you know, like maybe your cowboy stuff, your cowboy belts and your cowboy boots. And
okay.
You know,
is RRL kind of like a brand? Like, is it, I feel like it has a brand symbol, like it, like a cow has been branded.
It's like a, yeah.
So it's
does.
The cowboy
yeah.
vein.
Yeah.
So I think that's the cowboy version of him.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So that maybe that's his favorite collection.
Maybe I think that's his go. That's his like go-to.
Because he moved to Montana.
Yeah, yeah.
So right. I think he's pretty much, he's that guy.
Well, I think if he goes to Europe, eventually a European's going to be like, you're not from here. And he's going to like be like, ah, yeah.
I don't
but
know.
If he goes to Montana, he doesn't run into anybody.
No, he don't run into anybody.
He's got so much land that it's just like, yeah.
He's alone. Yeah, he can wear a hat. He can do whatever he wants. He can even get polo ponies if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been really fun. I mean,
yeah. I didn't know if I could talk about it for an hour, but I was like, this is where all my other geekdom spurs from. So everything else that I'm into spurs from people who that were into polo.
So the hip hop and possibly the Transformers. Are you a Transformers dork?
No, I'm not a Transformers dork. I mean, like I kept up with them when when Shia LaBeouf was involved. That was cool. I don't know if I saw the Mark Wahlberg one.
I didn't see the last. I don't think I saw the last two.
I do want to see the last one with Dominique Fishback.
Okay.
Because I did Beast Wars is definitely like my generation. Like that's when I was a kid. Like I miss Transformers. So Transformers came on before the cartoons. New cartoons came on. Right. Like older cartoons came on. So I only know like Transformers as like a 6 a.m. barely awake type of thing.
Right. Well, I had one of my nieces is because I just did an episode about Pokemon, the TV show, and the guy that was on, Carl. He watched the original Pokemon, and I was like, I remember my niece, who's about his age, going, watching Digimon? Yeah, and I asked her what Digimon was, and she goes, poor man's Pokemon. We don't have cable.
That's true.
It feels solid. It felt real solid.
It came on Fox Kids. You know, it was available for everybody. You know, and also, it was based on a poor man's Gigapet.
Right, the Gigapet. The
poor man's Pokemon that was based on a toy that was a poor man's Gigapet.
That's it. Okay, so you guys, Rob Hayes, go find him. He's really, really funny. And we will always have that weird family in Nebraska in common.
Yeah. They assigned us to a family. And we were brother and sister for a weekend. We were siblings
for a weekend. There it was. I've always needed one more brother. you were actually better than it. Probably two of them. What? No. And feel free to strike that. There's no way to strike it. Do you know how I would strike it? If I did any editing of this program. You've been listening to the Dork Forest Rangers. You've chosen wisely. RobHayes.com, at Rob Hayes. The new album's called Frontin'. And go out and get yourself some Ralph Lauren, but don't be surprised if you're wearing too much of it if a 50-year-old comes up to you and gets in your face. So thank you for doing the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Wait, where are you going to be? Are you going to be anywhere after in May?
Yeah. Nico's, I'm doing a show called Corner Pieces. You know how you put a puzzle together, you put the corners together first. Yeah. So I'm working on my new hour at Nico's on May 27th at 8 o'clock.
And that's it. Is that on the website, wherever Nico's
is? That's
in
Los Angeles. And yes, it will. The information will be on robhayes.com. And right also, on. I host Good Heroine at Stories every Saturday. Jackie just did it, crushed it. It was amazing. The people, you know, she did a stage dive. I was
carried
dive.
Off stage. They yeah, carried it was amazing. Her to
a car. Yeah.
They built, right. Small statue was made out of the trash from behind Stories. All right. So, yeah, go find Rob Hayes, you guys. And Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was with Rob Hayes, who is a comic from Atlanta, Georgia, who lived in New York, and I met him in Nebraska when we had the same host family at a weird comedy festival. And so we were short-lived siblings for one weekend. So
you're brothers and sisters. You're siblings. That's nice. That's nice. We are. Family. Family means Ohana or something.
Hi, Lilo. Hi, Stitch.
We had to add I wanted to add another state into that story.
Right. And we'll add one. It's not that Nebraska isn't nice. It's just that Nebraska isn't nice. And I love you, Nebraska.
Somebody
should come on and explain to me how much they love Nebraska. That's what I would love a dork.
A Nebraska dork. We need a Nebraska dork. We could do a whole. You could do a whole
states.
States. The dorks of the states.
Could you do Mississippi?
No.
You couldn't even do Oroville.
No.
Rob Hayes, though, great comic, good writer. I mean, great writer. Was writing on a show.
Yep.
Has a new album called Frontin'. Am I pronouncing that right? Frontin'.
Probably.
And Frontin'. And is a fan of Ralph Lauren, who I am told is pronounced
Ralph Lauren.
Really? Lauren, not Lauren. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yes.
I've always pronounced it Lauren as well, Ralph Lauren.
Right. But and Lauren, that's not as that's not even his real name. His real name was Ralph Lipschitz, which I say, distance yourself from that fucking last name. God love you.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you're I mean, first off, fashion dork, which is unexpected.
Right? We don't get a lot. I don't get a lot of those.
I've had
two or three women, but no fellas.
Right. And so that's interesting. That's very interesting.
And it was, yeah.
Did you learn a lot about fashion?
I learned a lot about Ralph Lauren. First of all, Ralph Lauren was from the Bronx, and the very first thing that got him on the map was Annie Hall's tie.
Oh, okay.
That is a Ralph Lauren tie.
Right. Okay.
And he sold, that was the first thing he sold to Macy's. Was ties. And he just went in with ties. And the manager of Macy's was like, we don't just buy ties off of some guy from the street.
Right. Yeah. You got to make a business.
You got to be a business. And so he went out and created the business. And then he was in the tie business. And then Annie Hall did that. And then it blew up in the 1990s when there was a gang from Brooklyn. The name of this gang? Decepticons.
What?
Yeah, that's the name of the gang from the 1990s.
Wow, this episode is way more than meets the eye.
And we should leave the bonus there. I'm with Andy Ashcraft talking about how great this episode was. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Yes, the Decepticons boosted Ralph Lauren. And Lauren head to toe. They thought it was cool. And I did not know this. Ralph Lauren... this is how Rob Hayes introduced it. He said, it's cosplay, Jackie. It's cosplay. He wants to be a cowboy. He wants to be a wasp. He wants to be a different guy. And,
sure. That's a good way to look at all fashion, I think.
Well, and the name so the Decepticons merged with another gang.
As they do.
And they became the Low Lives. And so head to toe, Ralph Lauren.
Nice.
And by the way, the now 55-year-old head of the Low Lives,
mm-hmm.
his moniker on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
Thurston Howell III. It's a great episode.
I love everything about it. There's a whole secret society out there, the secret world, an underground world that we know nothing about, and it ties to high fashion and gangs and street gangs.
And the black community, because Rob was like, so in Atlanta, like in the 90s, if you were wearing Ralph Lauren, the Decepticons or Low Lives would beat you up and take your stuff. By the time it made it to Atlanta, it was just black fashion. And it was just him and his friends because Pharrell, he's a rapper.
Songwriter, rapper, yep.
Yep. And, so like it had come through rap. It had come through hip hop.
Wow.
And so now it's just fashion.
Now it's just fashion.
And he sometimes buys old school rugby shirts to wear, because that's what he likes to wear. He likes to wear Ralph Lauren.
Okay.
And I ordered something from Ralph Lauren.
Did you?
And it was very expensive. And so sometimes it's Rock Forest.
Is it a tie?
It is not. It's a jumpsuit, which I don't know how that.
Are you going to join the Low Lives next?
I might join the Low Lives. I don't know I would be accepted as their favorite white aunt. It could happen. but Rob Hayes is at RobHayes.com. The new album's called Frontin'. It's also a video. He's also got the special on YouTube if you want to watch him tell comedy. And it's at Rob Hayes everywhere, including Venmo.
Amazing. Anyway, sounds like a great one.
It's a great one. So, and you know the rules out there, Rangers. Take care of yourself. Oh, and each other. Take care of each other. Do all of the things. I'm going to end it.
My hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat. Well, what do you think of that?
If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Thank you. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?